Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Bad Radio, happy birthday to you.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
North Texas Nissan gets together with Yamaha Suzuki and brings you Why Today Doesn't Suck. It is April 28th. It is the day that Team USA defends our country on the soccer field against the team Mexicans. And it is Dan McDowell and Why Today Doesn't Suck.
And where is the hard line?
Here. Right here. Here we are.
Hey, hard line.
Greetings.
Where are you at?
We're in Hearst. Yes. In OB's.
You're not broadcasting from Greco's bed?
No. No, we didn't broadcast from there yesterday. Or Monday, Tom.
Okay.
Come on, Tom.
I didn't get the memo. Have you ever seen Greco's bed, Reiner?
No, I haven't.
I don't believe that.
What's up with that?
What, that I haven't seen Greco's bed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why would I?
Yeah. Well, you guys are kind of close.
I'd say there's a greater than zero chance he's never seen mine.
Never seen it.
Maybe a little too much strong drink one night and...
No.
After a guy's night out, one thing leads to another.
One of those diamond talks or something.
No. Be in there and you could have
Scenario shot down. No possibility.
No high fiving ever.
We're going to declare that a dumb scenario.
That never has even come remotely close to happening.
Hasn't it?
No. Hasn't.
It kind of hasn't.
Not even on the road?
No.
They duff protest too much.
Those black panties.
It's much ado about nothing, Bob.
Indeed.
Right?
All right.
What's that guy trying to tell us?
I don't know.
Gotta go.
No.
Not yet. We're a long way
from
go.
Yes, we see that's a baby, dude.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
No, that's not my baby.
Uh-oh.
I know how I made it.
No, I think we're about to have a paternity suit served here or some such.
No, I can promise you that.
No blood test. We're on the air.
The Greg O'Reiner,
I'll take
baby.
One. I'll take a blood test. I can promise you.
Looks a lot like Rafe, though.
What's it?
What?
Let's escort that guy out of there. It's April 28th. And today, in 1967, is the day that Muhammad Ali refused to be inducted into the Army. The same day, General William Westmoreland told Congress the United States would prevail in Vietnam. So.
A little off.
So what's up? On this day 5 years ago, or excuse me, 6 years ago, Texas Ranger outfielder Juan Gonzalez broke New York Yankees first baseman Tino Martinez's record for RBI in April by hitting a two-run homer, leading his club over the Minnesota Twins 7-2.
Tino, I remember that April.
With his 35th and 36th RBIs of the season.
That was a glorious year, 98.
Certainly was. The six shooters were out on that day, too.
The badges were shined.
That's right. They were being twirled, and they were pointed skyward.
Buttless chaps.
The boots were pulled up. The hat was placed on our head.
That's right.
Good day.
Good times.
The neckerchief was in place.
Good times back then, huh?
Very good times. Of course, times aren't bad now either.
No? We didn't enjoy a little Ranger baseball last night.
Good point.
And Wando is
worse times than this.
R.A. Dickey Beard, pro or con? Reiner?
Pro.
Yeah?
I think he makes it work.
His playoff beard?
I think he's really a hetero.
No, I think he's kind of settling in for the regular season beard. Kind of a John Smoltz thing going on there.
Yeah?
I say con. I don't think baseball players look good with beards.
It seemed like it'd be hot.
I thought Gene Garber looked good with one.
Yeah, but beards aren't hot, are they? They seem like they would be, but they're really not. What about it, Greco? You had one for a long time.
I
did too. Mine never bothered me.
It never itched. It was never hot. Everybody say, doesn't that itch? No. And it's never hot.
Isn't it hot?
Well, no,
not really.
Hey, Reiner, maybe you could give Gribble some advice. What did it take for you?
I can shut the door.
The hammer.
This is on a different matter, though. We're trying to get Gribble to shave that thing on his face.
You guys are weirdly fixated.
That devilish goatee?
Yes.
It bothers us.
Well, okay. He won't take the knee brace off, and he demands the phone be clipped to his belt.
Bob wants to be the only one on the show with facial hair.
All right, first
of all... I shave
mine
once a month, I bet.
All right, first of all, the phone is an affectation to try to make him appear to be important to outsiders.
True.
And...
the knee brace.
You know, generally the...
That's an attention getter.
Right, the knee brace is
an
attention getter to...
Yeah, I'm an athlete, for sure.
Oh, you okay, dude?
To recall his... high school football knee injury or some such.
Or he could say, I heard it when I scored my goal in Charity Challenge.
Right.
Nor heard it on Fight Night. That's an option, too.
Yeah. Well, no, he broke his hand then.
Right.
Jeez.
Theoretically.
What a cry out for attention this guy has.
I hurt my knee trying to teach my bird to sing.
What?
Well, how can I help? I mean...
Well, you once had a long... time mustache.
Yes, I did.
Was quite jarring when you did shave it.
And right. A billy goat chin.
But how do you feel your life is today? Are you happy with that decision? And should Gribble go through this? Because it's very difficult for him to do, apparently. Would he be happy with it?
He would get used to it. And really, I don't know. I'm indifferent to it. I could grow it back at any time.
Yeah, I lived for 33 years without a beard. So.
Could you grow it back just in the middle of your lip? Like,
who?
Like who, Dan?
Hey, Mike, if you grow it back, are you going to give rides?
I might.
All right.
Sign me up for that.
To selected members of the female sex.
Oh. Well, here you go, Gribble. Shave it.
Come on.
Come on, man.
And
shave
then fight
it.
At Fight Night. And lose the knee brace.
Did you ask so nicely? No.
Is Mrs. Gribble grown attached to it?
Excuse me? I could always say what my dad told me when I always had a beard and goatee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you let something grow free on your face that grows wild on your ass?
Wow.
Good point.
That is a good point.
That is a front porch witticism, I believe.
I believe that's back porch.
Oh, is it back porch?
Yeah.
Those porches aren't interchangeable?
No.
That's side porch.
By the way, the whole time
hair,
we were up at the Varsity Club the other day...
Porch,
the whole time we were up at the Varsity Club the other day,
yes,
Dan was huddled in the corner with four or five guys holding a symposium on Hitler. I just thought you might like to know that.
I wish you would knock that off.
It's called a rally.
Unbelievable.
That's why I wasn't talking in the air.
Were they wearing jack boots?
The armbands.
Dan and his fascination. It's just creepy.
Here's an email. Hello, Bad Radio. Can you please wish me a happy birthday during Why Late Doesn't Suck?
No.
That would make my day. And Grego is still the common man from P1 Kevin Ray.
Oh.
I would dispute that Grego thing.
Kevin Rafe, was it? Was the name of
There's no question I'm the most common of common men. No doubt.
Here we go.
You don't believe that, Bob?
Yeah.
No, I'm just preparing for my favorite part of the hardline.
Ask his personal assistant. He'll tell you.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Martine Raleigh is celebrating her 28th birthday today.
How old is Martine today? 28?
Yeah.
I dispute that. Since she and I graduated from high school the same year.
Martine Raleigh.
So happy birthday, Martine. Former Sidekicks employee, Reiner.
Right. Did you tell Bob what I brought in today?
I can't even believe you gave it to me.
Very excited about that.
Well, I should probably warn you ahead of time. I doubt that you're going to be very intrigued with it at all. Because I listened to a little bit of it, and there's nothing there.
I beg to differ. I think I'm highly intrigued.
No live spots for...
No. No, no live spots.
You got some old sports phone footage?
Should I release what you gave me?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is a very poorly labeled tape. All it says is 3/10.
Some such.
So that must be the date. We don't know what year.
That'd be probably 1846, I'm thinking.
It says Wick-Dow.
Ah, Wichita.
Right.
And what this is Reiner doing Sidekicks play-by-play.
Excellent.
Which we will go through with a fine-tooth comb and just see if everything's just run-of-the-mill on this thing.
Well, I really can't think of anything you're going to find there, but if you do, go. You're welcome to it.
Maybe Dan will return and say, you know, I looked. It's perfect.
Nothing to play. We'll see.
That
maybe we'll just replay this whole tape tomorrow.
Kick.
We now skip ahead to second half action.
I would think you're going to find very little of any intrigue, but you're welcome to try.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. This is excellent.
All right, elsewhere in birthdays, Mark Bavaro.
You want to know what prompted me to find that? because you've asked for it for some time, and I just never have, but the Sidekicks present-day radio crew got a hold of me a few weeks ago wanting some.
Really?
Yeah. So I gave them that, and I have no idea what they did with it, if anything.
You gave them the same tape?
Yeah.
And then they gave it back? All
right. Right. So before I retired it to where it rightfully belongs, I figured I'd let you boys take a whack at it.
Of radio and television.
Does this contain the Do You Believe in Miracles call of the championship?
Well, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. This is a garden variety regular season game against the Wichita Wings.
Because that was Tacoma, right?
Yeah. There's a pass.
We won't hear the Sidekicks win the pennant. The Sidekicks win the pennant.
No, you won't hear that.
Oh. Here's a kick.
You won't hear, I don't believe what I just saw, or any other such thing.
Planet Jago or anything.
Right, it's headed for Planet Chico Borja or anything. There'll be none of that.
Is there like a halftime interview or something?
There might be.
Excellent.
And there's...
Joining us now.
There's some...
Hi, Skippy.
Where are you, dude?
There's some Brit doing color with me that I can't remember who it is.
Wow.
Some Brit.
And now to my partner.
10 years,
Brit. Benny Hill.
I think it's a Brit. It's either David Stride, if it's a Brit, or it could be Billy Phillips, who is not a Brit, or it could be Michael King, who also not a Brit.
Ten years from now, Grego, he'll be saying, yeah, I don't know, I did some show with some guy, some hick. I don't know who he was.
All right, Grego, you better wait for that.
Maybe this opens us up for a nice little game of Brit, not a Brit.
Maybe it does.
And here's Corby.
Hi, Cobra.
Hey, I don't have anything to say.
Hi, Snake.
Elsewhere, Tom Browning is 44. Bud Carson is 73. John Daly is 38. Barry Larkin is 40. Nick Lidstrom is 34.
Sweet. Are you going tonight, Snake?
Yep.
All right.
Wait for their segment when they talk about it. Ann Margaret is 63. Excuse me.
Don't want her cadaver.
Don't want her?
Used to want her, but not now. Too old, man.
Anybody seen it lately?
Yep. Yeah.
How's it doing?
A little chunky.
It's finally for 63, though.
Yeah, it's probably a little ripe down there.
In her time, she might have been the hottest girl in the world.
Yep.
In her time.
I don't know if we need to commentate quite on that level, Corby.
Penelope Cruz is 30.
Exactly what do you mean by ripe?
Harper Lee is 78. Jay Leno is 54.
Does Penelope Cruz have a funny tooth?
Hmm.
She's got a spooky tooth.
Do you think that...
Does she have mule face?
And some hot tuna.
She kind of does.
You're going to be at the mule bar?
Yeah.
I am.
Do you think that she has mustache potential or definite mustache watch or warning or whatever you call it?
I believe the National Weather Service has indeed issued a mustache warning for her. And all surrounding vicinities.
And Saddam Hussein is 67 today, Tom.
They ought to celebrate by killing him.
Do you think that Penelope Cruz could grow a mustache like Saddam Hussein?
They know him as the wacky Iraqi.
Possible.
Over there.
What's wrong with Penelope Cruz?
You know, Saddam Hussein gets a real bad rap around here in these parts.
Here, here.
Gribble stopped chasing him, and we had to go do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's spare birthdays.
I had better things to do.
Like what? Eliminate that devilish goatee?
Go to A&M, become an Aggie.
Initiate the open door policy?
Yeah.
He had to go buy more jean shorts.
Bring that to the North American continent.
He had to go stink.
Well, he will break out the jean shorts.
What's your deal with jean shorts, man?
What's the matter with jean shorts?
What's
There's
the
nothing wrong with
them. Yeah, they're comfortable.
More directly, what's your problem with jean shorts?
They're just wrong.
No, they're not.
What's wrong with a nice phone clip?
No, they're not. There's nothing wrong with jean shorts.
And what's wrong with the...
What's wrong with a nice stinky knee brace?
The color-coordinated knee brace to accent the jean short. What's wrong with that, Corby?
You guys all need to go buy yourself a nice pair of cargo shorts.
Like this, baby. Right?
Well, I can't see you.
Look at
so
Dan.
Proud.
Look
yes,
at Dan.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Dan. Those are great.
Gotta be more like Dan.
Gotta go.
Lots of pockets.
Ted Donato is 34.
Former Sidekick's great.
No, I think he was a star.
Oh, star's great, no. I mean.
LaRon Ellis is 34.
Rookie of the year in the NBA.
I
don't think so. LaRon Ellis?
Oh, that's LaRon James.
LaRon.
Who was the Ellis?
LaRon.
Yeah, LaFonso Ellis.
Yeah. This guy went to Kentucky. Earl Holmes is 30, and then I think transferred to Syracuse.
Steelers? He invented levitation.
Yeah, but Earl Holmes is now playing elsewhere. Where is he now? Doggone.
Not a Steeler.
Ah, darn it. Look at Corby going through the money section of USA Today.
Is he with the Browns?
You know.
There's a reason.
We just don't have time for him to be with the Browns.
Okay, Mr. Trump.
We do.
And I think Jim Poole is 37. Back to you, Dan.
Checking on the
portfolio. That's a former Ranger great, Jim Poole.
He's a little shallow, though.
Gotta go.
Born on this...
Gotta go.
Day now...
Shut up. We'll go when we're done.
Is Ferruccio Lamborghini dead on this day, still dead?
Yeah, Johnny Sack now owns some of his fine work, doesn't he?
Maserati.
Oh.
Sweet little car.
Ginny can't fit.
Yeah.
Her knees.
Her knees giving her trouble.
Dead on this day, still dead. Benito Mussolini. And
what is your deal, dude?
You like him too, Dan?
He's dead on this day. I don't like him. I don't like Hitler.
What are you supposed to do? No, I believe he was mentioned a time or two during the Hitler symposium the other day.
Yeah, I'm the ruthless dictator of the day.
Dan's a big fan of the fascist.
It's dictator talk.
And now it's time for dictator talk.
Yeah, mean. Fitter spare.
Here's Dan McDowell.
And dead on this day, still dead also, Jim Valvano.
Baby Doc Duvalier. Two thumbs up.
Today, more on Pol Pot.
You know, I just mentioned a lot of people. Why aren't I a John Daly fan? Why aren't I a Nick Lidstrom fan?
Mussolini got a bad rap in these parts.
Tyler, what do you think?
Because they're not controversial historical figures that are hated by most, yet revered by you.
Jim Valvano?
How is it revered?
Overrated.
Wow.
And a crook.
Yeah, totally.
But hey, he got cancer, so look, good guy.
Right. Awesome.
Gotta go.
Where?
Wow. All right, lads, next. Bye.